morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This morning, we're talking about healthy living and being active in the community. Cass County Extension is very proud to be a part of the Healthy Cass County group that oversees a lot of the activities for health and well-being that go on in Cass County. And one of the projects we're working on that you may have heard a little bit about is called Blue Zones. Now, we've gotten a lot of questions, and we always have folks that are wondering what exactly is a Blue Zone. So we'll try and talk a little bit more about that this morning. Blue Zones are part of the Healthiest State Initiative that was announced by Governor Branstad earlier this year. A Blue Zone specifically is one of the places, several places in the world that are known to have residents who live longer lives, healthier lives, and most importantly, happier lives. This is theories that come from a book, which you can look up Blue Zones at any bookseller, and it's a fantastic book. But what we're doing with Blue Zones as part of the Healthiest State Initiative is looking to create some Blue Zones right here in Iowa. Now, Blue Zones in local communities is not a completely new idea. There have been a few locations around the United States where a team of experts has come in and worked to create healthier lifestyles and healthier habits in people. And one of the first questions we always get is, so basically they're going to try to get me to exercise more. Well, that may be a piece of becoming a healthier community or becoming a Blue Zone. There's actually 9 elements called the Power 9 that go into being a Blue Zone. Now, some of them are things that you may be familiar with, such as eating healthy, exercising, and things like that. But the really exciting and interesting thing about Blue Zones is that Blue Zones doesn't just target individuals. Blue Zones targets entire communities. So instead of encouraging individuals to walk more, Blue Zones works with local schools and works with local businesses and works with local community government structures to make sure and to put policies in place that encourage residents to walk. So not just telling you to get out and walk more, it's putting more trails in place or suggesting better walking paths. So it's easier for all residents, if they're interested, to take advantage of these facilities and increase their health. But again, exercise and healthy living are only a few of the pieces. Some of the Power 9 also include creating community support structures. What they found in several locations around the world is that when people have others who support them in ways of healthy living, they have more of a tendency to follow those habits. There's also more of an emphasis placed on finding purpose in life. And these are true methods that have worked in other communities. One of the most recent examples would be some work that's been done in Albert Lea, Minnesota, which is a community slightly similar to the size of Atlantic and has some great, great results. Numbers always talk a little bit, and there's some pretty phenomenal numbers that came out of Albert Lea. They had a life expectancy increase that averaged almost 3 years, 2.9 years. Participants in the community lost weight on average of 2 pounds each, which isn't huge, but if you combine that with all of the other benefits, it really starts to add up. They had an average drop, 21% drop of absenteeism by key employers in the community. City employees showed a 49% decrease in healthcare costs, which is absolutely amazing. And also, the community-wide effort engaged 68% of the city's local restaurants, which, if you think about restaurants, how they can play an important part in the healthy food decision choices that we make, having restaurants, schools, businesses, and citizens all working toward a common goal can create incredibly, incredibly powerful results. Now, you may have heard that Atlantic was one of 50 cities across the state of Iowa selected to move to the next round of competition to become one of a few Blue Zone demonstration sites, the first in the state around Iowa. In order to do this, we need at least 25% of the citizens in Atlantic to sign up to support this effort. So what does that mean for you? Well, you can support a couple different ways. You can go online to www.bluezonesproject.com and look for the link to sign up. Click on I'm a Citizen and then sign up to support your community. Or you can do it right now from your cell phone by texting BZP to 772937. If you have any questions about Blue Zone, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at the Extension Office, 243-1132, or contact Denise Coder, the Community Health Coordinator, at 243-7475. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson with ISU Extension.